This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In April, many hospital systems around Wisconsin vowed to stop suing patients over medical debts during the pandemic. That included Fredert South in Kenosha. But as this turbulent year dragged on, Bram Sablesmith reports Fredert South initiated a torrent of litigation.
Alyssa Gummo didn't know what to think in October when the letters from bankruptcy law firms started arriving in the mail. Sure, she had filed for bankruptcy back in 2017 to get out from nearly $50,000 in debt, most of it from a hip surgery 2 years earlier. But that was resolved. Why was she getting these letters now?
And so I finally opened one and they said, recently there's a judgment against you. I'm like, what?
It turns out it wasn't exactly a judgment, at least not yet. But Gummo was being sued by Fredert South, the hospital in Kenosha where she sees a doctor for ADD. A few days later, a man showed up at her front door to serve her papers in person. Gummo, a 37-year-old single mother, spoke to him through a window. The paperwork did not explain what bills she was being sued for, just the amount.
$1,001.
Many Wisconsin hospitals pledged to stop filing debt collection lawsuits like these during the pandemic. Fredert South was one of them. A spokesperson told WPR in April that the hospital was stopping the lawsuits except in very rare circumstances. But while the hospital filed just 4 debt lawsuits in April and 2 in May, it's filed over 200 lawsuits since pledging to stop. In fact, the hospital filed more than 24 more lawsuits this year than it did last year. At least 8 defendants filed for bankruptcy. A spokesperson for Fredert South declined to comment for this story. Gummo eventually learned why she owed the hospital $1,000. It was the amount of money her high-deductible health insurance did not cover for a series of doctor's visits and lab work.
I pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars in health insurance, and then I get thousands and thousands of dollars in bills.
University of Michigan law professor Nicholas Bagley says, from a patient's perspective, getting sued over these kinds of bills seems harsh. But from a hospital's perspective,
it's kind of a tried and true way of recovering on debt in these United States.
Still, Bagley says these kind of lawsuits seem to contradict the spirit of the covenant between nonprofit hospitals like Fredert South and the communities they serve. About half of all hospitals are nonprofits, despite being multi-million or even billion-dollar operations. They're exempt from paying most taxes. In return, hospitals agree to provide some level of free and reduced-cost care. It's possible Gummo could have qualified for financial assistance, but she says by the time she realized that program existed, her bills had already been sent to collections. It's frustrating.
We have to go into debt to be healthy, and if we don't have the money, we can't go to the doctor. Like, I don't agree with that.
And while the Fredert South lawsuits could scar the credit scores of patients like Gummo, it's unclear how much money the hospital will actually recoup from them. Nicholas Bagley of U of M says hospitals often sell these debts for pennies on the dollar or give debt collectors a hefty percentage of what they can collect.
That gives them real incentives to be pretty hard-nosed. And from the perspective of a lot of patients, deeply unfair.
Gummo ended up negotiating directly with the law firm representing the hospital. Most patients in her situation do. She agreed to pay them the $1,000 debt plus court costs in exchange for getting the case dismissed. The $200 a month payment plan will strain her finances.
I know that there's going to be times where I can't pay a bill because of this. I know that. It's going to put me in a very tough spot for the next 6 months.
Still, she says it will be worth it if she can keep a judgment off her record. She's trying to raise her credit in the hopes of buying a house. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.